Hello, thanks for calling the network. This is Star. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. And who is this?
This is Jen.
Jen with a J?
No.
Yep.
Not yours.
What's going on, dear? Have we ever talked?
No, I don't believe we have.
How can I help you?
I just have some questions. Can you tell me anything about my future?
When is your birthday?
You tell me you're the psychic.
Oh my goodness, that would be very hard to see.
How?
I it's not like a parlor trick of guessing someone's birthday. It's connected to what's going on around you.
Like the planets?
Well, not necessarily, but that has some influence on it. But are you two? Who's with you, Jen?
Oh, that's Jen is
Some random homeless guy followed me home.
sweetheart. Come on, don't try to be
No way.
funny.
No way.
We're trying to get. I'm sorry. Jen is my wife.
Okay.
My name is Richard.
Okay. Are you Richard that I know?
No.
When's your birthday?
Mine or my wife's.
Yours.
My birthday is January 22nd, 1980. And
And
then,
how long have you two been together?
oh gosh, sweetheart, you're better with dates than I am.
I think it's been
Long?
5 days. 5 days.
5 days, that's it?
No, it's been more like a year and 5 days. She's got a real problem with sarcasm. Come on,
Five, it's been 5 days.
I
be
almost spit
serious.
beer out all over the console.
Wait a minute.
Be
There's more than
serious.
two people here? How many people are in this conversation?
Jen is a complete slut. My name is
Who is
Brad. I'm the other guy in her life.
We've been together for 6 days.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't fit in this picture.
We met on the same street corner.
Are you guys internet friends?
No. Me and Jen have been married, and then this is the other man in her life. We have an open marriage, and he they're I'm sorry, they get along a little better. They're kind of smart asses. I apologize. Come on, you guys. You said this would be serious. Come on.
I think she's just stalling for time. She wants to get paid more money.
No, it's not about that. It's very hard to get a reading with three conflicting energies.
I'm going to try and be quiet from this point forward. It's just going to be all about Jen and
Who?
Richard.
Jen is the one who really wants
Yeah,
information?
Jen is the one you really need to talk to for the most part because she's the most screwed up of us three.
Well, we're just trying to get her to take this seriously.
But I don't think she will. Jen, this doesn't sound like what works for you. Are you into these types of readings?
Yeah, sure. So, what can you tell me about my future?
Something has to be changed that's connected to being very straight and sober and about getting an influence away from you that's pulling you off of purpose, pulling you, in a direction that's not giving you success or happiness.
You mean, like, because Brad's like my pimp, so like that, maybe? You think that's what it is?
No, I don't think he is.
Sweetheart, I think she might be talking about my methamphetamine problem.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
Who was that?
Oh, that I'm sorry, that's me, Richard. I have a I'm addicted to methamphetamine and that's pretty much it, alcohol and methamphetamine.
But something, look, there are conflicting images here. It's like somebody is not being who they really are, and
It's Jen.
it's putting some kind of an odd vibration in here that's making it impossible to see through.
Is it like a shattered mirror or more like a foggy mirror?
It's different.
Like the washing machine.
It's an entity.
And spin cycle.
Are you in love with either one of these people, Jen?
Nah.
You told me just last night you were.
And what is there, who's having the financial challenge?
Oh, we are, because of his addiction. Thanks
all
a lot.
Three, all three people are having a substance issue?
With me, it's just Pepsi. I'm really seriously a Pepsi addict. And I know that sounds silly, but I'm a Pepsi addict. Pepsi Slurpees.
That won't kill you.
And I'm aside from my alcohol and methamphetamine, I'm not addicted to anything else. Jen is straight edge.
Who is the internet freak? Who is the person who's on the trying to find solutions on the net?
You mean like that movie with Sandra Bullock?
Who's trying to escape using the internet? Which one of you is it?
I think it's you, Jen. Let's let Jen talk. Take over this conversation, because really she's the one that needs the psychic advice.
I want Jen to answer the question of what is missing from her life right now. Is it the committed relationship? That doesn't seem like it's around. What is causing this feeling like something is missing?
I don't know. That's what I called you for. Don't you know?
It's more than one thing. It's connected to money, it's connected to security, and it's connected to having someone that you love and trust. Are either one of these people who you really love and trust?
Nah, I just keep them around.
What? Jerk.
But that's not what they think. They think you
know damn well.
You have some explaining to do.
Dorsey.
The good news in this picture is that not immediately, but the time frame is around the middle to the end of September. Something drastically changes for you, Jim, in a positive way. Are you in your chosen career?
No.
Are you ready to pursue it?
Wait. I mean, this whole prostitution thing, I just kind of fell into it, so. I mean, I don't really know where I'm supposed to go from here.
Are you making money in this world?
Yeah, hand over fist. Unfortunately, all goes to Mr. Meth Head over there.
Wow. I feel that whatever this change is, it has money connected to it, too, but it's a different lifestyle.
Sweetheart, I enrolled you for community college in September.
That's great.
That's what she's talking about.
You're on meth.
Who is Richard doing that? Who's going to college in September?
Jen?
Yeah.
She doesn't know it yet. But you uncovered my surprise.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Whoa. That's heavy. Now, Brad, she's just teasing me about what your profession is, correct?
As far as the pimp thing goes?
This is not for real, is it?
I'm sorry to say it is. We live in a kind of a rough area of Florida, and it's kind of a joke of us to call it like that I'm a pimp, but that's pretty much the way it is. The dictionary term of pimp is that's what I do with Jen.
He's getting me by his backhand later for this.
Say right across the face. Cut out.
We didn't hear that, Jen?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to give me a backhand later for this. He's going to show me his pimp hand later.
Are all of you guys in the same city?
Yeah, we're in Florida.
Tampa, yo.
Some some other...
Are your psychic frequency readings just going nuts, like a crazy compass with magnets around it or something?
Yeah, something is weird. Something is just not... It is out of focus or out of proportion to what's really happening with you guys. There's some person that's not even with you that's having an influence on this.
No, I am cheating on them both.
Say that again, Chad.
I am cheating on them both.
She said she's cheating on us both. This is news to me. I don't even feel like talking anymore. I'm going to just leave this to Jen and Richard.
Well, we have an open marriage, but that
member joined.
Well, who is this Spanish person? Who is this Hispanic woman that's supposed to be around Richard?
Ooh.
A challenger appears.
Is there somebody, Richard, who's flirting with you?
There is, but she's not supposed to know about that.
I know exactly who it is, too. I'm going to cut that bitch on her face.
That wouldn't solve the problem.
No. There's...
Oh, make me feel better. I'm going to cut that bitch on her face.
Jen, there's no one. It's just you and Brad.
And you three are promising to be exclusive to each other?
Well, we have an open marriage, but it's just one constant three-way.
You know what? Somewhere in this picture there is a lightheartedness that is, it looks like it's at Richard. Did Brad leave?
No.
I'm still here. I'm just stewing in anger.
Because?
Oh, just the whole cheating thing. I mean, I know it's all open marriage and or open relationship, but I just don't
just
know how
to tell him. I didn't tell him.
Yeah, she's supposed to tell me. That's what an open relationship is. She tells me who she's with every night. But she's been cheating on me, apparently. Aside from her profession as a prostitute.
Yeah, I don't count. That's not love.
Yeah, that's work. That's like acting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No judgment. It doesn't look like you
guys. I certainly don't do that with you guys.
Are judging her at all, which is okay.
It's almost the end of the show, Star. Do you have any good psychic advice for us before we let you go?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hit us with it.
Whatever it is that is bringing you the most happiness and quiet and
heroin,
feeling like you're on, the wavelength where you're supposed to be, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If it's not bringing you happiness, there has to be a change.
Bank robbery brings me happiness. That means I should continue?
Say that again?
Robbing banks. That's what gives me the adrenaline rush that makes me happy.
Yeah,
and Richard, the heroin, makes him happy. So you're saying we should just kind of keep on the track that we're on.
But only if it's not condemning the lives of others. If it's not.
Oh no, I don't use a loaded gun when I rob banks. It's just,
use a water pistol.
Yeah, it's for show. It's spray painted water pistol.
And I'm actually addicted to methamphetamine, Brad, not heroin. There's
I
a big
don't.
Difference.
I'm not a drug user. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Huge difference, though.
Sorry. Whatever.
That's how much he cares about you, by the way.
What was that, Jen?
I said that's how much he cares about you, by the way. He
yeah, I can tell.
Addiction.
Fucking prick.
He does care about you, but everyone is on a slightly different wavelength.
Jen, does prostitution make you happy? Is that what you should continue at?
She doesn't want to do it forever. It's okay for now.
She's going to be too old to do it soon.
Some other opportunity will present itself.
Star, you're boring. But fuck you.
In September.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Oh, they're going to let us. They're going to make us hang up, Star. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jen. Your psychic reading is going to be cut short. Star?
Thank you for calling. Please call again.
Wow, Star just hung up on us before the 60 seconds was even up.